And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior. And Daniel's missing, baby.
Yeah, my boy is out traveling the world.
Dude, I'm glad. I'm happy for him. He deserves it.
Yeah. I hope you're having fun out there. I hope you get signal out there so you can watch these.
100%.
But today we're going to be going over Trap.
Starring?
Josh.
Hutcherson? No, I'm just kidding.
No. Is it Josh?
You know what, though? I do know who it is starting. It's M. Night's daughter.
Yeah, she's the... I looked that up, too, when I was looking at the cast afterwards. I was like, who played...
Lil Raven?
Yeah.
Or Raven?
Lil Raven. Lady Raven.
Lady Raven. Lil Raven, like she's a rapper.
I know.
We'll be doing a spoiler and non-spoiler review, Josh guys. Hartnett. Oh. So we'll be doing a... spoiler and non-spoiler review, guys. So if you guys want to make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least to the non-spoiler review, because we'll let you know if you should go watch this in at the theaters, streaming, or just never watch it at all. But we'll begin with our letter grades. What did you give this movie?
So I'll tell you what Daniel gave it too, because we talked about it.
Because he watched
it. We both gave it a solid C.
Damn, I give it a D.
Really?
Yeah. There's a big reason why I gave it a D, though, and I think you might agree with me or not, but I gave it a D.
I didn't think it was that bad. For me... if I can see the potential, if I can see the vision.
You're going to give it a better score.
That'll help it, you know?
You saw the vision?
I got the idea, but like... yeah.
Like you were in theaters and you're like...
like there, oh, yes. You heard the angels so much better, you know.
You could, and no, 100%.
We gave it a C. I still think Knock at the Cabin is his worst movie. M. Night.
You know what? I knew he made that. I forgot it while we're doing this, but I knew that. I knew Knock at the Cabin. So, it's still the worst release, ever. Like, for him. Personally,
I don't think it's as bad as Knock at the Cabin, but I don't think it's very.
We do have The Professionals now. Cinema Score, the people who saw it first weekend, first night, they gave it a C+. That's pretty bad. I mean, for horror, horror is a hit or miss, because like horror is really hard to get good grades no matter what on Cinema Score.
But I feel like M. Night's got more misses
than hits. Yeah. We'll talk about that later, man. We will, because I think it's important to bring up his filmography. And then on Rotten Tomato, the critics gave it a 54% and the audience gave it a 65%. So I think the audience liked this movie a lot more. I'm gonna include myself with the critics. I think it's worse than 54%. I will say that it was my worst movie of the year until this past week. But you don't, and here I'm gonna have a little spoiler for the next review. I watched two movies this past weekend. One of them is the worst movie of the year for me, and one of them is the best movie of the year for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so not to like put any pressure on any movies, but that's what the professionals think. Let's give out our awards. It's award season out here. Who's your MVP for Trap?
I don't want to spoil it too much, but another problem with this movie is a limited cast. Like, it really only revolved around one or two people. So I'm going to give it to the main character, Cooper.
That's so funny. I'm going to give it to Lady Raven.
Lady Raven?
Yeah, I really love Lady Raven. I think she did a great job. I like that you brought up Cooper, my anti-MVP, the worst character from Trap. I'm going to give it to Cooper.
Mine is going to have to be to the daughter.
Why? What did the daughter do to you?
Exactly. She's like, how do you not like notice your dad's being super weird?
She's a kid. She's a kid, bro. You can't blame the kid.
Once she caught on, it was like, okay, this is a little too late.
I don't know.
Actually, no.
We'll talk spoilers because the mom, dude.
I take that back. It's not the daughter. It's the psychologist.
Oh, the lady, the old lady.
Yeah, who's the old lady.
Why?
The profiler. Because the whole time she was like, I know his every move. I know what he's going to do. She's sitting there watching the cameras. How do you not notice the same guy in two different restricted areas?
Yeah, right? No, you think so?
Yes.
There's a lot to spoil about this movie, so we'll make sure.
She was not a very good profiler. That's all.
Okay, I see where you're going there. I didn't like Cooper because I'm going to bring this up later, but I hate that... they just let him do whatever just because he's white. That's the reason why he got away with most of the things he got away with. If it was a person of color, guess what? He's on that roof. He's going on the ground, bro. Yeah. There's no doubt about that, bro. They're not letting him do all these things. They're not going to let him, look at the bike and set it up. Like, what are we doing, bro? Yeah,
me and Daniel talked about
that.
We'll talk about that in spoilers.
Yeah, the white man trope, man, where I hate... look, maybe that was the point. I don't know. But at some point, I was like, te estás pasando. He's doing it too much. We'll explain what he was doing, but he's just doing it too much. We do have the Horny on the Timeline Award player. Going to give it to anyone. I was like, there's no. You know what, though? I was going to say, did you money? When Lady Raven goes on live, Did you see the comments?
Yeah.
Were any of them horny? I don't know if they were or not.
They're just like, oh my God, be safe. Where are you? Like,
no, but when she first started going on live.
Yeah, like in the bathroom.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no. Okay, cool.
Theater experience.
Theater experience. I mean, I just went with Jasmine. We watched the movie. She thought the same thing that I thought. It was a really like the white man, you know? I'm like, come on. But we both had the same thoughts.
Theater was empty.
Damn.
Our theater, me and Daniel, we went to AMC.
Yeah, but you guys went like on the weekday.
We went Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night. Okay.
Yeah, we went Sunday night at 8.
We went opening night.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, that's a little late, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, especially like, that's like literally end of the weekend. Like, our theater was pretty empty.
We got middle. Nice. We got middle down.
Yeah, we did too. We got middle, like middle.
Oh, dude, there was a weird kid that was just standing at the entrance or whatever. What's going on? Like, what is he just standing there? But it's the people giving the surveys. But he was just standing there, like, and then he went out. And I'm like, why was he just, like, standing there?
Yeah, let me see the movie.
I was like, weird.
Money. Let's talk about the numbers. Usually we have Daniel here to take another guess.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
The budget. Let us know in the comments what you guys think the budget is for Trap.
We'll set it at over under 50. Let us know.
Is it 50? You asshole. It's 75 million.
75?
No, 125. I'm going to say 125.
Damn, you're way off.
No.
Super off. It's 30 million.
30?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm really happy. No. Yeah. I'm really happy that it's 30 million just because...
Like, no te pases. Like, yeah. For a movie like this, like, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, also for a movie like this, I can see them, like, going over budget or something like that. Like...
I think he learned his lesson with Knock at the Cabin.
Why? How much was that?
Because I think that one was, like, around 125 million.
Well, like, these, like, small horror movies, like, you don't need a lot. Like, you don't need, like, you know, like, a lot of CGI. You don't need...
A lot of it was, like, filmed on location. Like, most of it was, I don't know if you know, but just that arena. It's the Raptor Stadium.
I was also gonna give my MVP to Russ when he came on stage. I forgot about that moment when he came on stage. I was like, that's Russ.
The Leo meme.
I went to his concert, so I mean, I'm not a big fan now, but I was a big fan back in the day when he was smaller. And he was coming up.
30 million.
Damn. And what did it make? I know kind of bombed a little bit, so, but I don't know how much.
Opening weekend it made 15 million domestic.
Well, that's not bad, I guess.
And then overseas, as of this recording so far, because it's got a really small market overseas, it's at 4 million.
Yes. Okay. And then in total right now, so far, third weekend?
Second weekend. It is at, where is it? It's about to hit 20 million.
Damn. Do you think it's going to make its money back?
I mean, considering the budget's only 30, I think it...
Hopefully,
but I don't think so.
Especially the market. I mean, I don't know how much marketing there was, but...
I don't think, especially like... No, I don't think it will.
Should these people go watch Trap?
No, I don't think people should watch this movie. In theaters, at least. I think this is one of those movies that you just throw on the TV for the background.
Yeah, for Halloween. You know, Halloween coming up. You know, put it on streaming, whatever comes out.
But you don't watch it, like, to get scared. Like, let's say you're having a little scary movie session.
Yeah.
This is the appetizer.
It is. And I like that you put it like that is the appetizer. But also, I'm going to give this movie credit. The psychology part of it, I really liked. It was a good...
That's what I'm saying. Psychological. Like, the potential, I saw it. I saw the potential. It's just the execution was not there.
A little off.
Mm-hmm. It was a little off.
And that brings us to the sponsor of today's video.
Desk Pop.
That's us.
Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. We've said this a million times and we're going to keep saying it a million times. We're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So if you guys don't like watching our reviews on YouTube, you can always just listen to us through audio while you're at work, working out, cleaning your house.
Fun fact, met somebody last night. Not like that, just a friend. I told him, I was like, hey, we're on Spotify. She's like, yeah. And then she followed us. So I got us another follower.
Nice.
Shout out to Elena. Thanks for following us.
We see you, Elena.
Yeah. Hopefully she listens to this. If not, it is what it is. But guys do follow us on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, let us know. We'll give you a shout out.
Oh, and 5-star review on there too.
Thank really you. Helps. That brings us to the spoiler part
of today's video.
Dude, no, that happened the other day. So we were at the fair, me and Jasmine. I don't know what happened, but for some reason we made that noise and she's like, oh, the noise that you guys made on your podcast. And I'm like, damn, is that a thing? Like, is that like is that a bit? I mean, it is a bit, but like, I don't know. I guess like if we did have a lot of followers, like that'd be like a bit that people were like, well, whatever, you know? I don't know. And I know how it started too, is because we couldn't do the button.
Yeah. Spoilers, let's talk about runtime.
Pacing, bro. Ending dragged.
I think the whole second half of the movie dragged.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Honestly, the best part of this movie is the concert. Like, yeah. The whole concert scene, that's what we were pretty much promised in the trailers. So when they got out of the concert, I feel like it just dragged so much.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be at the concert the whole time. So when they left, I was like, how much longer do we have in this?
Yeah, bro. And like every time, so he got away with like everything so many times, and it got to the point where I was like, bruh, like either capture him, kill him, or like.
Okay, so that was my biggest issue. Well, not my biggest issue, but a really big issue I had with it too. When he escapes the house in the limousine.
Yeah.
Remember they stopped the limousine when the crowd surrounds it? They shoot for the head. Remember they shoot the limousine and they open the door and they're like, oh, it's just a decoy. But then at the very end of the movie, they just tase him in the house.
Yeah, dude, like, they just tase him at the...
It's like, how did you go for the headshot earlier, but then just go and tase him after?
And you know what? The headshot wasn't even, like, warranted because, like, he's already in the limousine, you know? I mean, he's not coming out, so I get why they shot. But, like, I don't know, like...
But that was more dangerous because there's just so much people, like, just standing there.
Okay, I see what you mean, dude. Honestly,
like, they've already established that they're willing to kill him, so why not just kill him at the end?
Dude, I agree with that. Like, the worst moment for me, honestly, was the bicycle scene where, like, you know, the girl comes up, she goes to fix the bicycle, and I'm like, why are you letting this white man, like, you got him, just take him, but you're letting him, like, out here, like, set the bicycle up, like, you don't know what he's doing, like, it's just, it's crazy.
That's
to
what
me.
Daniel said too. He was like, how are they letting him, like, just go around, touch everything.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, he's out here like grabbing pliers, grabbing. I'm like, bro, you're just letting him like do whatever the fuck he wants. He's a criminal.
I told Daniel too. I was like, that was my biggest gripe with this movie. The worst part of Trap is him getting away with everything too nonchalantly.
Too nonchalantly. And you know what though? I will say that's probably realistic. I've seen like where, you know, they take they'll take like a white shooter or whatever and give him some Burger King or drive. You know, have you seen that? Yeah. I don't know if you. And I'm like, bro, what are we doing?
Just everything worked out in his favor too. Well, like the kitchen scene, the when he goes backstage with I forget the guy's name.
I will say though,
who sells the shirt vendor?
It probably that was my best moment of the movie. But give me a second.
Okay, so like this profiler is watching the cameras. How do you not notice? Okay, this guy's been on the roof. He was backstage grabbing a shirt, he went into the kitchen.
But I think that's why it's a little realistic because of the white man. Like I think the white man does have more in with society, you know.
The profiler even states, she's like, we're looking for a Caucasian male of this build, blah, blah, blah. So they've already established that they're looking for a white person.
No, I know, but it's 3,000, imagine, right? So they said like 3,000 males went like to the concert.
Yeah, yeah.
That's still a lot of people. No, you know, because they were doing it one at a time.
3,000, well, that was towards the end of like the concert when she was like, we're just going to go through every guy. But at the beginning, she was like, we're looking for a Caucasian male. So like for her, like without her even saying the number... That already dwindles her number down, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she was a very good profile because she's like, yeah, I know his every move. I know what he's going to do next. And it's like, you obviously don't.
Yeah, you obviously are not. Dude, the wife did a better job.
The wife did a way better.
Yeah. Job. If you're the wife and you find out your significant other is a serial killer, I just don't know like what I would do at that point.
Well, I mean, she even said it. She's like, I threw the receipt there and I called the cops hoping that I was wrong.
But
like deep down inside, I knew it was right. Why did she do it anonymously? At that point, just call the cops.
So M. Night, I hate saying his last name because I always butcher, but he's known for plot twists, right? So I was expecting a bigger plot twist.
I was too.
I was expecting I don't know why, but I was expecting the family to be a family of serial killers.
I was too. I told Daniel, I was like, she's in on it.
Yeah, I was like they're all in on it, bro.
He's like, who? I'm like, the wife. Like, she's in on it. I'm like, maybe not the kids, because like...
Yeah, but at that point, I was like, maybe brainwashed or something like that, you know? Like, they grew up with this, so, you know, at that point, it's the only life they knew. So when Lady Raven was in the house, she was starting to play the piano, I was like, this is where she's fucked. Yeah. This is where like
I did too. I was like, something's gonna happen here
when she takes the phone or whatever. Yeah. I do want to say though, for me, the best moment of Trap was the concert. The whole concert vibe. It was great. I really liked that environment. I really loved when Russ comes out of that trap hole and like he sees that that's his way out and he's like, hey, do you think it'd be fun if we go? Like he was trying too hard. I don't know if he was trying too hard, but the daughter was really, you know, like it's her concert.
He was trying too hard.
He was like, hey, do you want to go check out what's down there? And she's like, what?
He's like, it's going to be really fun. She's like, what would be fun about that?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm here for the concert, Dad. Yeah. This is so funny. The way that he got her daughter on stage, she was like, She's got cancer.
I know, he pulled the cancer card. Like,
I'm like, damn, this is a man savage. He doesn't care.
Yeah, like, damn, what the pass is.
Yeah,
like,
tampoco. And M. Night was there. I don't know if you knew that or you saw him. He was the dad, or not the uncle. Dad. Yeah, but he was one of the family members.
The guy going around, like, he was the guy he told that he had cancer.
Yeah, good for him. I'm glad a struggling actor can get this type of work, you know?
Even like the psychological part behind it towards the end, like, they didn't really explain it. It was just like, oh, he had trauma as a kid.
Yeah, they always have trauma as a kid. If you watch It Ends With Us, everybody has trauma as a kid. Trauma.
Trauma as a kid, serial killer.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big jump.
No, but even this profile list said it, like, your parents were probably the first one to find out that there was something wrong with you or something like that, you know? And imagine, like, having a kid and you just see them killing animals or, like, doing weird shit. Like, what do you do as a parent at that point? Like,
I see you, Orlando.
Ah, perro. I'm like, fuck, I'm a little scared, bro. You know? I love trauma. Serial killer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there was no in between. Like, nothing. Like, not even the wife gave us a backstory. Like, oh, one time when, you know, we did this or whatever. Like,
that's what I really hated about this movie too. I felt like they introduced the wife way too late, bro. Like, at that point, there was no emotional connection to the wife, because you just spend this whole movie with the father and the daughter. They don't even bring up the wife during the concert, you know? So, like, when they go back home and you meet the wife, do they have another kid?
Yeah, the son.
You meet the family, like, in your head, you're just like, I don't feel a lot of connection with them, you know? Yeah. It's just harder. So when they did that whole scene at the end, when he comes home and she puts the thing in his food or whatever, what was it?
She just drugged him. It was just whatever drug he used to... Like,
that was smart though. I'm glad she was able to, like, at least get one over on him. Do you think they planned that? Was that planned? Do they know? Because they were there waiting, right? Like, they knew that he was going to come back.
No,
because like she said
they had two squad cars outside, but like, I think once they like shot at the limousine, wherever else in town they were, they probably clicked, like, he probably went back home.
Yeah, and like, that's also what I didn't like about the movie. I mean, I'm sure he found a way, but like, when he got in the limousine, right? Like, how do you even do that? And what, like, about
without
the,
anyone noticing?
Like, the original driver?
Yeah.
Or, like, how do you get out of the limousine and, like, dress in clothes and then just walk away? You know, like, there's a lot of things in this movie where I'm like, the white man is just, like, out here, like, being a menace to society. And, like, I don't know how he's doing it.
As the wife, how do you think you would have felt? Like, I mean, so when Lady Raven takes his phone and goes to the bathroom, and he, like, flips out. Remember that scene?
Yeah,
he's
bro.
Like, give me the fucking phone. He's, like, slamming the door, and then, like, his family's like,
oh, she knew.
Acting like this?
She knew. As soon as he starts acting crazy, because she knew, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as he starts acting crazy, she's like, fuck, my intuition
was right.
Yeah, and I'm like, because now you're seeing a side of your husband that you've never seen probably before, right? He's probably been calm, cool, and collected this whole time. And then out of nowhere, he just starts going crazy. And that's honestly, that is a weird thing to see when your significant other, like, does something out of character, and you're like, who are you? Like, what? I've never seen this side of you, you know? It's just... It is a weird little thing to see. But her intuition at that point, I think that's when she was like, fuck.
I was right.
No, yeah. When she sees them come like home with Lady Raven and the daughter and everything, maybe there's a part of her that's like, oh, maybe it's not him, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe like everything's good. Or maybe she's like, fuck, this is a little weird.
It was just too coincidental that everything went his way.
Look, I will say this about the movie. This is the moment where it jumped the shark, where it got a little too crazy, was when they're about to leave the concert and he goes to Lady Raven. He's like, okay, the jig is up. And then that's when he's like, just fucking take us out of here. I'm like, okay, well, like, I don't know. I get it. That's a last ditch effort. And he was like, well, I've exhausted all my resources.
So if you're Lady Raven, what do you do? Do you let the guy in the basement? Do you think she did the right thing?
Yeah. I mean, she obviously did the right thing. She saved the guy and he got caught.
Caught. Yeah.
Yeah, he got caught. So I guess she did the right thing. My ass would have been like, okay. But then at that point, you're dying too, because we, you know.
Yeah. I thought that ruined it, like, when he, like, admitted, like, oh, you caught me. I
was
like,
that
oh.
ruined it. Honestly, that was a defining moment in the film where I was like, it just jumped the shark. And I was like, well, at this point, like, there's not much that can happen. Either he gets caught or he dies. Like, at that point,
the whole element of suspense is out the window.
Yeah, yeah. Because somebody knows, right?
Somebody knows already.
And somebody, like, high profile. Yeah. So, like, at that point, especially when she's like, maybe she sees him, but she doesn't know who he is, right? But then takes her home, I'm like,
the bigger twist would have been if his wife was a serial killer.
Yeah, I
and
do.
You just like never find out until they go home.
Yeah, or something like that. Even if it's like the end, you find out the wife was in on it, and like the dad was saving her by not outing her or something like that, and that was a whole ploy or whatever. That would have been a good plot twist. Yeah. But because what was the main plot twist in this movie? Like, what was the?
I don't think there really was one. I think the big one was when he like outed himself. Like, oh, reverse plot twist. There's actually like no suspense to it.
A lot of people thought this was gonna be the plot twist that he's not the actual serial killer. It's like either his wife or the daughter or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that would have been a better plot twist where this whole time you think it's him, but like he actually found out that his wife is the serial killer and that's why he has the video and that's why he keeps looking at it because he wants to make sure that they're safe or something like that. That would have been the plot twist, and like the profileist or whatever, like, is doing a bad job because she thought it was a male, but it's not, it was a female. Because his whole bit was that he was a firefighter, so he knew all the abandoned houses or something like that, you know? Dude, you know, this movie just had so many problems for me. Though another bad thing about this movie was they tried to set up his mom and the profilers to look the same, you know?
Yeah.
And like there just wasn't enough oomph from the like us meeting the mom or like knowing anything about the mom for me to feel any emotional connection to him.
No, there was nothing because it was just the visions of his mom standing there. No flashbacks of him as a child.
I was gonna say, do you think flashbacks would have helped this movie?
I think they would have helped this movie actually. Okay. Not like a lot of them, but like one or two flashbacks definitely at least would have established
like something. Yeah, like, oh, like they do look the same. Oh yeah, like, you know, blah, whatever. Yeah. But they just kept doing that where they would switch from the mom to her. And I don't even know what the mom looks like. So like in my mind, I'm like, well, this isn't doing anything for me. I'm not feeling any connection or any oomph to this whole thread that you're like pulling, you know? And that's what I felt like this movie really lost its mystique, was it's trying to set up all these things to play with your emotions. But like the end point, the end game, the gimmick is not working.
Two misses for M. Night.
Yeah. Do you think? Oh, two misses? Oh yeah, Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah.
Look up his filmography and let me know, when was the last time M. Night Shyamalan had a hit?
2016.
What was the movie?
Pretty popular movie starring James McAvoy.
Oh, Split? You think that's his last one? You don't think the sequel?
He didn't do the sequel.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Oh.
Oh, he did. Glass.
You don't think Glass was also?
Yeah, I'll give it to Glass.
I mean, I would give it more to Split. I think Split was a great movie.
No? Okay.
Compared to Glass.
Okay.
Like, it's a bigger hit. Let me look at that filmography real quick. I just want to see if there's anything. I don't know.
Well, we're talking about last hit.
Yeah.
If you
After Earth. Wait, is that the one with Will Smith?
Yeah.
Really?
Click on it.
No, I'm not going to click on it. Dude.
It's not like a porno link or nothing.
No. I don't want to click on it because I don't want to do anything with your phone. Look, I'm not going to lie. I think when he misses, he misses. Well, but when he hits, he hits.
No, because he's got way more misses than hits.
No, but he's got bad misses, though. He's got The Last Airbender.
Last Airbender.
He's got After Earth, which was bad. Knock at the Cabin. I enjoyed the movie. I'm not even going to lie. But I know you guys think...
No, you gave it a bad grade, too.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't, like, it wasn't as bad as...
Now I went back and rewatched it.
No, I'm saying that I gave Trap a worse grade. I know that for a fact.
Like, all his movies are box office bombs.
Yeah, I know. No, 100%. Like,
it's honestly, it's a segment on his Wikipedia. Critical reception and box office performances. Like, the cinema scores for all his movies. They actually broke it down pretty good. Like, someone must hate this dude really much.
I will say I did like the end credit scene with the vendor. When he saw the guy and he's like, fuck. He got me. Never helping anybody again. Because he's just so funny. Especially when he was helping them. He was like, because I thought he was going to die right there, bro. And that would have been a good scene if he killed somebody at the concert. I just can't believe they didn't kill anybody at the concert.
I did, yeah.
Right?
Because then that would have established, like, okay, he's really here. Let's lock this place down.
Yeah, exactly. Or it also establishes that he is a serial killer and, like, he's going to do anything to get out.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm, like, even, like, killing Lady Raven, I know that would have been sad, but, like, you know, but the vendor was hilarious. Like, the whole time, he was just like, I'm really into these things. Like, I've been following this the whole time. And at the end, when he finds out who it is, he's like, fuck. But I think he's going to be more excited. I think he's like, damn, I met the killer. That's crazy.
No, he's scared because now he's like, he's gonna come find me.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. Imagine, do you think we'll get a sequel?
With movies nowadays, it really depends more on the money.
Yeah, it does.
If it's a terrible movie score-wise and everything, it don't matter if the numbers are good. This movie's not getting a sequel.
Just because of the box office, right?
Because of the box office and because the scores are low.
If it did get a sequel, I agree with you, though. I don't think it's getting a sequel. If it did get a sequel, what's happening? Like, he's escaping, obviously.
Yeah, he's just on the run and they're just... he either sets up a new life somewhere, or it's just a chase movie where they chase him around. And
if they do a prequel of his childhood or like flashbacks, like the whole second movie is just like we deal with his family trauma, right? You brought up the trauma. You didn't really do a good job of explaining it in this movie. Explain it in the second movie if you do get a second movie, and just delve into the mindset of a serial killer. I think that's what you make, because you can't do another, oh, I escaped again. Oh, we're at a rodeo. Oh, we're at a sports game, and now I just got to escape or something. You know, yeah. Like there's, you can, because it's called Trap. So what do you do? Trap too? Like you got to be trapped somewhere. Yeah. But if you're going to be trapped somewhere, at least be trapped inside your head.
No.
Okay. I thought I did something there. I was like, did I just do something? Did I just give the best?
Bro did not cook.
Fun fact though, I read this on Letterboxd, so who knows if it's true. Apparently, this is the word on the street. This is words on the street, so it's just gossip. But let me know if you believe it or not. He said that he only made this movie so his daughter can have her own solo concert film.
I believe that. I was getting Nepo Baby vibes.
Yeah. I don't care about the Nepo Baby. Like, I agree with you, but I think she's good. That's why I gave her the MVP, because I think she did a great job acting and performing. I just thought she did an amazing job. I mean, Russ was in there, so in my head, I was like, oh, who is this girl? You know, I was like, if Russ is there, and I think M. Night did a good job of getting an actual artist for that, like, feature, because that made me think, who is Lady Raven? Is she a singer? So I looked her up and all that, you know? I think adding an actual artist helped,
because... Somewhat, because the movie's not doing very good.
No, it's not. But also, Russ isn't that big of a artist. Yeah. You know, you believe it? You give it a solid buy for that rumor?
I buy it.
You guys let me know if I was wrong or not, because the internet be lying. And I got that on Letterboxd. Somebody commented that on the Letterboxd that M. Night Shyamalan came to their theater or whatever and like thanked everybody and said that this movie is for his daughter and everything, and he wanted to like give her a concert film. You know what's funny? Since we got time and we're not really doing much, there's two trailers every time this trailer would come out and another one came out that I thought were the same movie, because Smile 2 starts with a concert too, and we would always get confused. We're like, which one is this one? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you go to the movies a lot, you know what we're talking about. When the trailer would come up, you're like, is this for Trap or is this for Smile? Because
she's signing autographs. There was that white, the character in Smile signing autographs.
Yeah, but they also look alike. Lady Raven
and so, yeah, I know.
I know who the actress is. I just don't know her name, but she plays Jasmine in Aladdin, the live action.
All right, guys. Well, that was our review of Trap. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to watch this movie in theaters? Are you going to wait for it to come out in streaming? Or are you just going to skip out on this movie entirely? We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.